Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did they get the story right or right with your one-line announcement?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It is moving, I think, very well.
I rather expected it, of course, but the date.
Well, they did.
The date was probably a little earlier than they thought.
Well, they were surprised.
Yeah, that's what.
And they didn't necessarily expect it today.
Yeah, I know.
They knew it would come sometime soon.
Before Wednesday, right? But so now that's underway.
But it's moving.
And then you move that. Then you said all details will be answered tomorrow.
Right. What I said was within the next 24 hours we would be giving the other surrounding details, like the length of the trip and the stops and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Then I referred just.
It'll create a great deal of interest.
That, I'll tell you what they're going to be very surprised about is the length.
Yeah.
And the stops, I think.
7 weeks, right? 7 days, right?
But it's playing very well. I referred. Just very briefly, to what you had said in July.
Mm-hmm. Yearning for peace, yeah.
Right.
Good.
And also indicated that the reason you're going is to, as you said at that time, is to seek normalization of relations.
Right. Well, Henry is doing a backgrounder. This is the right time for him, you know. Don't you think?
I think
he can cover all the other trips. He can cover this one, India, Pakistan, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it will allow him to do something that I couldn't have done. It will allow him to limit himself to that and not get into all the domestic things that we don't want to have override this. I mean,
right.
I think he'll get a good story.
Right.
Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. I think it's the right time to do it. The only other point I referred to, I read the one sentence announcement, made it clear that was the extent of the joint announcement. And I indicated that the president's purpose for the meeting was to seek a new direction in our relations between the two countries and then the isolation of the two great peoples from each other. Mm-hmm. So those are the only two quotes I gave him. And then they're filling in from your past statements,
sir,
from what Henry said. So
it's
played all right.
Yeah.
Played very well. Matter of fact, the tax bill's playing well, too.
Oh, I was going to say, I knew it would.
I don't know if you've seen the star, but it
didn't knock the market down, at least.
The market's great today.
It stayed up, but
yes, sir.
It'll go down a little tomorrow. It'll probably knock it tomorrow, but we'll see. What are the Democrats saying as a result of it? Mills and respond?
Well, they say, it says, but key Democrats in Congress said it probably would not be possible to pass another tax bill before adjournment. Mills told reporters it would be almost impossible to push a new bill through before the end of this year. So they may get a surprise if they don't get moving.
You mean the special session?
Yes,
sir. You're damn right you're going to get a surprise.
But I'm not referring to that.
No, you shouldn't.
Hinting at it, sir.
Wait till we come see the whites of their eyes.
Right.
Right,
I think this play well on TV tonight. Of course, a banner in the star says Nixon warns on tax bill. It's played very heavily on the wires and on radio today, and I think that combined with the China announcement tonight on TV should give us a good night on TV.
Right. No other news of consequence today, huh?
Not really. Those are the two.
They had a good time in California, didn't they?
Well, they had a lot of news.
They had big stories.
They were on the front page every day.
Good stories, that's right. And the Bob Hope thing was a nice color
story. Yes, sir.
Story.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to get that.
The only other thing in the star this afternoon is the fact that Jurgensen's arm isn't rebroken. It's only bruised. So
yeah. I talked to Alan about it. He told me he thought it was a muscle.
Oh, I...
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, sir.
Fine.
Right.